Hachette Audio presents Genocide of One, a thriller. Written by Kazuaki Takano. Translated by Philip Gabriel. Read by Joe Knezovich. Prologue. This mansion never felt like home, no matter how many years he lived in it. He never slept well here. His sleep was shallow at best, and it wasn't just because he was getting older. Today, after another restless night, Gregory S. Burns awoke to the ringing of his usual morning wake-up call. He exchanged a few words with the operator, but stayed in bed, enjoying a precious few minutes of reprieve. Eventually, reluctantly, he got up, stretched his arms high above his head, and yawned deeply. He stepped into the shower, keeping the water cool to help clear his head, then changed into the suit his wife had laid out for him. In the dining room, his wife and two daughters had started breakfast. His daughters, just up and in a bad mood, were running through a litany of complaints about their school. He half-listened and made the appropriate noises so they knew he wasn't totally ignoring them. Fortunately, his wife no longer had sharp words for him when he neglected his family. A small concession he'd won after a long-running battle. His home and workplace were connected. All he had to do was step into the hall, and he was in a public space. He picked up the 40-pound briefcase at his feet and stepped out of the room. As the ominous nickname of the case, the nuclear football, implied, it contained within it the trigger that could destroy mankind, the device that Burns would need if he were to order a nuclear attack. Good morning, Mr. President.